This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. We've come to expect companies to offer new employee orientation, so why don't communities offer such a program for its newcomers? Grand Rapids native Dan Seitzma has been asking himself that question. He's the founder of Kalamazoo improv group Crawl Space Eviction. He recently launched the Welcome to Kalamazoo event during downtown Kalamazoo Art Hops that's using a fun mix of videos and presentations to show what's cool about the city. The next one is May 4th, and the guest speaker is former Western President John Dunn. Thank you for joining us on West Southwest.
Thank you, Earlene.
Mr. Seitzma, you are a founder of Crawl Space Eviction.
So Crawl Space Eviction started in 2003, in the fall of 2003, and it was a group of actors that were in Tony and Tina's Wedding, a very improvisational theater show. And we got done with that, and everybody was still really itching to do more improv.
Now you've started yet another program called Welcome to Kalamazoo. What is Welcome to Kalamazoo?
Yeah, so it's basically orientation for people new to Kalamazoo. I had a realization, I think about 10 years ago, so I've been sitting on this for a while. My friend moved to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I don't know, just was having trouble navigating certain things. And I made a joke, "Oh, you missed the Cambridge orientation." And we laughed. And I kind of asked myself, why don't communities have an orientation? You start a new job, you go to orientation, and you start at college, and you have a long orientation period. But a new town doesn't really give you that opportunity to sort of meet people that are going to introduce you to different things that are going to be of interest to you, that are going to make your life better, that are going to connect with who you are as a person. And so I thought it would be a really fun event to produce a welcome orientation to Kalamazoo. Essentially, that's where it came from. I want to get people engaged in this community quicker. When they move here, there's oftentimes a lag period where they have trouble finding, you know, what connects with them. And so I want to kind of cut that time down a little bit.
When was the first one that you held?
So the first one was in September, and we learned a lot.
September of 2017?
Yes.
So this would be the second one that you're getting ready to hold.
So we did one in February as well.
Oh, okay.
And that one was just a little bit bigger, and we tried some different ways to promote it. So we've been experimenting with it. We're finding that there's not a lot of places around the country that are doing this, and so there's not really a template for it to follow. And if there is, I haven't been exposed to it or wasn't able to find it researching, you know, how communities welcome people. So, we're having to invent a lot of things and try a lot of trial and error.
In both of those instances, when you held one in September and you held one in February of this year, were they during Art Hops?
Yes.
What is the usual type of setup that you have? For example, I understood, and I don't know which one it is, but that you had Vaughn Washington, mm-hmm. who is an executive director of community relations for the Kalamazoo Promise, a free tuition scholarship program for Kalamazoo Public School students. You had him as part of the lineup. So it's not just mm-hmm. what's happening in the arts. It's
right.
lots of different things.
The one in February, we had more participation from organizations in the community out in the lobby. So we call it our lobby expo. Before you even go into the theater, the Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center, there are tables lined up and different organizations sharing with people face-to-face about their organization. So the Air Zoo was there, Discover Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo Makers were there, which is a really fun organization. They just love exploring different ways to make products and different things, different technological things as well. So that's a really fun, high-energy introduction. As you walk in, you experience all these face-to-face interactions. And then when you go into the theater itself, we have live music that leads up to the program. And then when the program starts, I get to introduce videos and that expose people to history in Kalamazoo, because Kalamazoo's got some fun history to it. Titus Bronson himself, the founder of the city, was just a character. And so we have a video where we interview him in this fictional interview setting, which is a lot of fun, but you learn a little bit about how the town was founded. And then we have a few other videos. We follow John Schmidt around. John Schmidt is a local entrepreneur and business consultant and Kalamazoo adventurer, I call him. And he knows everybody and he knows every nook and cranny of this town. And so we follow him to his favorite places in Kalamazoo. And we have videos of that. And we work with Public Media Network to produce those videos, which is a great collaboration.
Is there also any live speakers usually?
Yes. So Von Washington was our special guest at the first one. Von's a dear friend, and I just can't think of anybody that's better at celebrating Kalamazoo and what it's about. And he gets to represent, you know, one of the most positive things to happen in Kalamazoo in history with the Kalamazoo Promise. And the way that he talks about it, the way that he talks about this community, you can't help but be positive and feel this sense of energy of this is a great place to have a family, to be a professional in whatever profession you have. For retirees, it's just a great community to be in. And so that's always a real highlight. And Troy Thrash did the second one. And Troy's the CEO of the Air Zoo. And just listening to him talk about anything is entertaining.
You're listening to Dan Seitzma on West Southwest. He's launched the free multimedia event called Welcome to Kalamazoo during Kalamazoo Art Hops. It's to get newcomers to Kalamazoo to know more about the city quicker. How long is each program?
It's 1 hour. We try to keep it shorter so that people can be there from 6 to 7. And then the Art Hop is still going strong.
And the next one that you're holding is going to be at the May 4th Art Hop. It's going to start at 5:30. Is that correct?
So the music and the lobby expo starts at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock is the interactive multimedia program.
And if people are interested in coming, I saw that there's an Eventbrite. But could they also just walk in from the street?
Yep, absolutely.
As I'm listening to you talk about these different videos that you have, that sounds fascinating to me, even as someone who's lived here for a minute. So in addition to newcomers, do you get anybody who has lived in Kalamazoo for some time coming out to these events and seeing value in them?
Yeah, we do. Inevitably, at the end of the program, tons of people will come up to me and say, I've been in Kalamazoo for 50 years and I didn't know about, you know, a particular thing that we shared. I'm really excited. In this program, we followed John Schmidt out to the Fetzer Institute, which is...
Oh, so this is a new video.
Yeah, this is a new one.
So this is even newer.
Oh, yeah. No one's
seen
this.
Don't sleep on this event. If you've gone before, come again.
Yes. So we want to do quarterly events, and each one highlights the upcoming season. So since it's our first year and, you know, we video things in the season that we're in, there's a little bit of a delay.
So he, in this one, you said he visits the Fetzer Institute?
Yeah, so we visited the Fetzer Institute, which is out in Oshtemo. Yeah. And it's a place that a lot of people don't know about. And they're doing such remarkable things that are impacting our world.
It's a foundation.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't know about what they do. And it was fun to be out there in the beautiful space that it's in.
How do you promote this event? Do you tell realtors about it?
Yeah, so that's a big component. And
area employers, too?
Yes. So we're going to be continuously building good relationships with realtors and HR departments with different organizations. So with realtors, I've built a great friendship with Angela McMillan at GCAR, which is the Greater Kalamazoo Association of Realtors. And she has helped put me in connection with realtors to let them know about this program so that they can add, it can be a value add to what they bring to their clients. This gives them a chance to say, hey, here's the chance for you to connect even more with this new city that you've moved to.
Are there some employers that you've connected with, or is that just kind of a goal moving forward?
So I own a company called Improv Effects as well, where I go into companies and bring applied improvisation training to workplaces. And so I've had the privilege of getting to know a lot of organizations and companies in town. And so, yeah, it's been connecting with a lot of them to share this information. Stryker is such a big player in the community as far as hiring from outside of Kalamazoo. And so I've definitely made sure that they have the information.
Has this event come with a cost?
It does.
Did you need to get funding to do this? Because I see that this event looks like it's brought together through a partnership through Crawl Space Theater Productions and the Arts Council of Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the Arts Council has been a great partner in allowing us to use the Jolliffe Theater and the lobby space there.
So in other words, you don't have to pay for that.
Right, right. For now, and then as it goes forward and sponsorships for the booths in the lobby and program space and different opportunities in the program to, there are a lot of sponsorship opportunities in the program.
About how many people come out to this?
It hasn't been a huge crowd in the past, mainly because we're still finding ways to reach those people that new residents are going to trust. Because we did a mailer, and the mailer didn't work, and I understand why now.
They probably didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, and nobody knows what it was. Yeah, so I'm working with Bannon Backus. He's a member of Crawl Space Eviction and a longtime friend of mine, and just a very... He's got a very sharp mind for event production and and things of that nature. And he and I both decided that we need to focus on creating a really, really great program first and make sure that it's a quality program. And so that's where our focus was. And so we knew we're probably not going to get hundreds and hundreds
of
people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're getting what, in and around like 30, a little less than 30?
Yeah, okay. I think around 60.
As we close, final thoughts?
Well, I think just that Kalamazoo can be a little timid about promoting the things that we have to offer and some of the great things that we do and great things that we are. And I love that humility and I love that sense of being a great secret in kind of the Michigan Midwest area and all the things that we have. And I think we can start getting out of that shell a little bit and really taking pride in sharing a little bit more all the things that we are and just how special we really are as a community. And I'm really just excited for new people to come in of every, for whatever reason you're coming in, we really want to welcome you and make you part of our community. And also, our community can change as well. And I want people to feel like they can come to Kalamazoo and have an impact and have a positive impact on what we're doing. That we're not just saying, hey, come here and, you know, this is what we are and I hope you enjoy it. I also want people to get the sense of, oh, I can get involved in things and create positive change and make this community even better with what I can bring, the strengths and talents that I bring. So that's what I'm hoping people get from the experience as well.
Mr. Seitzma, thank you so much for your time and best wishes on your third Welcome to Kalamazoo.
Thank you so much.
The next Welcome to Kalamazoo event will be held during the May 4th Art Hop in downtown Kalamazoo's Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center. The featured guest is former Western Michigan University President John Dunn. Additional details can be found at WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Arlene McMichael.